you know any 5 or 6 year olds, and Steve, you know that I do know some 5 or 6 year olds, odds are they love dinosaurs. You probably just need to ask them what their favorite dinosaur is. They can rattle off several long names.
Well, there is a new dinosaur on the block, although its name is a bit of a mouthful.
So it's Crittenden ceratops, and then the species name is simple. It really, don't look at the way it's written, just say Krasnowski-I.
That's Spencer Lucas. He's the curator of paleontology at the New Mexico Museum of Natural History.
He makes it really easy to pronounce. Yes. It's Crittenden ceratops Krasnowski-I. It doesn't exactly roll off the tongue. So what is it, Mark?
Well, Steve, it's a type of horned dinosaur like the kid favorite Triceratops, which was, by the way, my favorite dinosaur as a kid. Its name comes from citizen scientist and amateur paleontologist Stan Krasnowski. He discovered the first fossil of this new dinosaur back in the 90s, but it wasn't until now it was identified as a new dinosaur species that so far is only found in Arizona, in an area south of Tucson.
Well, now I know what to get you for a New Year's gift.
Yes.
So why did it take so long to figure out this was a brand new dinosaur?
Well, Lucas says we didn't have enough knowledge about horned dinosaurs back in the 90s to really know.
In the 20-25 years, we learned a whole lot more about horned dinosaurs and different types of skulls. And given that new knowledge, it was clear that the skull Stan had found, the bones he had found, were very distinctive. But the real driver, of course, was Sebastian Dahlman, who is a student who was the first author on the article. And it was Sebastian who really knew enough about horned dinosaurs and had enough energy to really study the material. And he's the one who realized it was new.
This dinosaur is a smaller cousin of the Triceratops, and while we only have parts of two different skulls, Lucas says paleontologists think it must have looked similar. It's probably about 11 feet long and weighed less than a ton.
The biggest thing that's distinctive about the dinosaur is the head shield. We call it the frill. You know, it's that big sort of plate of bone that goes over the neck and all that. And on the head shield of Crittenden ceratops, you have little horns that are kind of wrapped down, and then you have big openings for the muscles that were attached to the neck and even to the jaws. So that feature, that construction of the frill is unique among all the horned dinosaurs.
So I guess, Steve, even though Lucas says this is a smaller horned dinosaur, I think that's kind of a relative term. Still don't think I'd want to run into
one. Still a little bit bigger than we are.
Just a tiny bit.
Sharper than we are.
Probably
not
so.
Intellectually.
Well,
anyway,
it could be.
There are pictures of the fossils and an artist's rendition of the dinosaur on our website. That's theshow.kjzz.org.